You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Have a great show!
Thank you, ladies. And we're going to try today flying solo again with JT on vacation. I think he might be in Carolina. I'm not sure where he's at. Maybe he's back already. He's just a staycation at home right now. If he is, then he's enjoying unbelievable weather here in the Buckeye State for October 22nd. My goodness gracious. I ran out today to do some errands. I went out and voted today. So everybody get out there and vote. A ginormous election, regardless of what side you're on, who you're voting for. It doesn't matter. You can't help if you don't vote. So get out and vote today. So I did today. Gorgeous day outside. I had jeans on. I put a Ohio State sweatshirt on and everything. And man, I didn't realize it's going to be 75 degrees. I almost went, Coming to America. Joe Louis, 75 years old. I didn't realize it was going to be 75 degrees out today. I had jeans and a sweatshirt on. I was roasting, man. I'm looking out the patio door right now as we still are doing the show from home here in Medina, Ohio. Beautiful blue skies, some clouds, the leaves falling off the trees, changing colors. My goodness, what an absolutely gorgeous day. So perfect day to get out and vote, perfect day to get out and run some errands. So go do those things, and a perfect day for the Browns to practice and get ready for the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday in Cincinnati. Round two, the Battle of Ohio, Burrow versus Baker. That's what we're calling Burrow versus Baker round two. And the first round went to Baker Mayfield and the Browns, 35-30. But Baker Mayfield, as of late, not playing great football, and he's taken a lot of heat, and his wife Emily, not very happy with that. We'll get to that in a second. But Baker and the boys trying to get healthy and trying to get better so they can bounce back from the butt-whooping they took at the hands of the Pittsburgh Steelers, 38-7 last week. Now, Baker with those ribs, yesterday when he spoke to us, members of the media, he said he's feeling better. Not as bad as it was the previous week when he suffered the bruised ribs on a Wednesday. So that's a good sign. And he's hoping to get more practice time in this week, so he'll be on the same page with his offense. You don't practice, people are missing, it creates a problem come Sundays. So Baker's working through it, and then we find out today that Jarvis Landry is playing with a broken rib. Brian, get that soundbite queued up right here as the walking wounded all over the place for the Browns, who is Carl Joseph and Ronnie Harrison, the safeties. They return to practice. That's good news because the Browns' secondary stinks. So getting those two guys back at safety, good. But Jarvis Landry trying to battle through it, and he breaks it down for us.
So that hit actually broke one of my ribs, so I'm still kind of dealing with that and playing through that and just kind of, you know, out here in practice, just doing whatever I can and, you know, giving it my all on Sundays.
Okay, so what's it like to play through that?
It hurts, you know, but depending on the play or, you know, whatever is, at times it's bearable, but, you know, we've done a good job of making sure that, you know, I'm getting a little protection here throughout the week and then making sure that I cover it up and do whatever I need to do to play on Sundays.
So he's playing with a broken rib. So you got your quarterback playing with bruised ribs trying to throw the football, and you got one of your top wide receivers playing with a broken rib trying to catch the football, absorb the hit, still hold on, and deal with the pain. Now, I've never had a broken rib before. I've kind of like, been stupid and turned the corner too fast and maybe ran into the doorway with my ribs because I'm a klutz like that. And so it's like, oh, man, that hurts. But that's nothing compared to what Baker Mayfield took in the hits the last couple of weeks. The hit that Jarvis Landry was talking about occurred in the first quarter of the Colts game, and so he has tried to play through it since then. But a cracked rib in a contact sport, when you go up trying to catch the football, stretching the arms out, that's why it's important for Baker to be accurate so he doesn't put his receivers in a bad position to catch the football where they're wide open. And you know the cornerbacks and the safeties, the linebackers, right? They know that Jarvis has a bad rib. Well, they're not going to do anything illegal, but if they get a shot on that rib during the game, then so be it. And if Baker's, throwing a little high, which he has been in the pocket this year, right? And Jarvis, you know him, he's trying to catch everything that's thrown, so he's going to forget about that cracked rib, broken rib, whatever it is. He's going to go up and get it, man. You open that that area, it's like there's a bullseye on it, man, for that cornerback and that safety. So kudos to these guys playing through the injuries, but that's the National Football League. It's part of it. A lot of teams are dealing with players that are hurt or out because of injuries. And so we'll see who's ready to go, who's healthy to go on Sunday for the Browns against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are dealing with one of their key players being hurt. There are expectations that he will play, but Joe Mixon, the running back, didn't practice again today. So that would be a big loss for the Cincinnati Bengals. And if he does play, he's not going to be 100%. I'm not exactly sure what his injury is. I just saw our buddy Scotty Petrak tweeted something out about, Joe Mixon did not practice again today for the Cincinnati Bengals. So teams are banged up, man. You get 5-6 weeks into this NFL season, you're going to see guys not at 100%. It's just part of it. The latest on Nick Chubb, he's on schedule, but there isn't a substantial update on when he'll be available. Don't expect Nick Chubb back till after the bye week. That would be smart on the Browns' part. Don't expect him back. All right? That means, even though he's dinged up with a groin injury, Kareem Hunt's going to have to step up, take more snaps, play more downs, impact the game more. So a lot going on with the Browns as they get ready for the Bengals. And coming up a little bit later on, we're going to hear from Odell Beckham Jr. If you missed it, Odell Beckham Jr. was pissed that they lost. That led to him taking his helmet off and throwing it or putting it down or doing whatever. But he took his shoes off, his spikes, his cleats, because, well, he's got turf toes. He got one wide receiver that's your starter dealing with a broken rib and the other saying, I got some the semblance of turf toe. And that's why I took my cleats off, so I didn't have to have my toes jammed in my cleats. And that wasn't the funniest thing he said yesterday. Funniest thing he said yesterday is he doesn't think he'll get the coronavirus because mutual respect between he and the virus.
I don't think it's going to enter this body. I don't want no parts of it. You don't want no parts of me. I think it's a mutual respect. So.
We'll hear more from Odell Beckham Jr. a little later. The virus respects him, and he respects the virus, so therefore it's not going to enter his body. So more from OBJ a little later. Man, I'm fired up for Ohio State football. I don't know about you. I cannot wait. As I was out and about today voting and doing a little bit of shopping, had a lovely old lady come up to me. She saw my Ohio State sweatshirt and my hat on, and I didn't go up to her. She came up to me. She goes, Kenny, I can't wait till the game on Saturday. How about you? She knew who I was. And I was like, I'm with you, dear. I'm like, I can't wait. I've been waiting. She goes, college football's not the same, honey, without the Buckeyes playing. And I was like, you're right, dear. Absolutely, you're right. I'm with her, man. I can't wait. High noon Saturday. 12 o'clock kickoff right here on WHBC. 10:30 pregame on WHBC. And then I've got you for the postgame show after the Buckeyes beat Nebraska. You go to Facebook.com/1480WHBC or Facebook.com/KennyRoden. And we're going to do a live post-game show on Facebook answering your questions. How about that? Talk about kicking off the season the right way. That's the way we do things. That's the way we roll here at WHBC. We give you the game and we talk about it afterwards. And we're going to hear from Ryan Day, the head coach of the Buckeyes, part two of his Q&A with members of the media as the Buckeyes are getting ready for Nebraska. By the way, Ohio State, a 26-point favorite on Saturday at home against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. What else are we getting into today? Well, Browns football Sunday, Ohio State football Saturday, and of course, we are your home for high school football, and more specifically this time of year, high school football playoff action in this pandemic season. Games for you Friday night, games for you Saturday night. And we're going to check in with Mark Miller, our high school football analyst on News Talk 1480 WHBC Radio with Dan Belfort. Good, calling the action. The legendary statistician Denny Kincaid providing the numbers, and Mark Miller breaks it down, former BG quarterback, Cleveland Browns quarterback, Canton South quarterback. He's smarting over their loss, I'm sure, this past weekend. But he will join us at 4 o'clock, give us his thoughts on the playoffs. Chris Easterling from the Independent, fantastic high school football beat writer for the Independent. See him in the repository as well. Chris Easterling will join us at 5 o'clock. And how about this? One of the hottest teams in Stark County, Rick Worstell, who joins me each and every week for the AltCare Stadium show before our high school games. Rick Worstell told me, before we even played a game this year, he said, watch out. Northwest Indians. Said Air Indians with John DeMarco going there. Jordan Mick, the Mick brothers, the experience coming back. Said that team's going to be a team to be reckoned with this year. And he's right. They're 7-0. They've got a playoff game coming up on Saturday night, which we'll be doing on WHBC for you. And we're going to talk to their head coach, John DeMarco, coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. So spread the word, Northwest fans, Indians fans. John DeMarco going to join us at 6 o'clock. But we want you to join us as well. And here's our question of the day for you to weigh in on. And I'll read you what the final results were on the Twitter poll for this question. All right? The question is Baker Mayfield the Browns quarterback of the future? 100% yes, 100% no, or is it too early to make that determination 6 games into his third season? So that's our question of the day. We open up the phone lines right now to hear from you at 330-450-1480. Is Baker the Browns quarterback of the future? Yes, 100%. No, 100%. Too early to tell. We'll take your calls. We'll give you the Twitter poll and get into all of this today here on the Kenny and JT Show till 7.
The Roadman and JT on 1480 WHBC.